Hello and good day. Welcome to the podcast of the project Cool Classic Cars. I am Neve, an AI-based voice from Voicemaker, and together with my colleague Thomas, we will talk with you in this fourth module about industrial heritage. Lean back, relax, and enjoy this session. But first, there is a hint. This project has been funded with support from the European Commission. This podcast reflects the views only of the author, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. So, here we go.
So, industrial heritage. What exactly does that mean? To understand this concept, we need to travel back to the origins of the events that led to its birth.
We cannot talk about industrial heritage without mentioning the Industrial Revolution. This monumental period began in England in the second half of the 18th century and marked one of the greatest upheavals in universal history. It transformed society profoundly, separating industrial society from those that came before and endowing humanity with an unprecedented power to manipulate material resources and produce an enormous quantity of goods. The cultural and social effects of the Industrial Revolution gave rise to a new modernity. The first industrial revolution, which began in the late 18th century, revolutionized production in the textile and metallurgical sectors through the advent of the steam engine.
But the story doesn't end there. The second industrial revolution, which conventionally started around 1870, introduced electricity and chemicals, and saw the advent of the internal combustion engine. This period also marked a significant increase in the use of oil as a new energy source. As factories spread during the first wave of industrialization and after World War II, they profoundly changed both the landscape and people's lifestyles. The production plants became an integral part of many territories' panoramas. However, by the second half of the 20th century, the need for renewal and the closure of some production plants sparked interest among scholars and communities. This interest centered on protecting what was recognized as the foundational heritage of a territory.
This leads us to the concept of patrimonialization. This term refers to the conferring of symbolic, cultural, and economic values to the components of the industrial heritage. The growing interest in industrial remains has led to many being restructured, redeveloped, and repurposed, often bringing about significant enrichment to the areas in which they are located.
Now, let's talk about the scientific study of these industrial remains, known as industrial archaeology. According to Hudson in 1981, industrial archaeology involves the discovery, cataloging, and study of the physical remains of past industries and media. This field received a significant boost with the first International Conference on the Conservation of Industrial Monuments, FICSIM, held in Ironbridge, Great Britain, in 1973. This conference marked the first systematic treatment of industrial heritage, and since then, the field has steadily developed, especially over the past two decades.
So why is this important? The patrimonialization process has given industrial sites new life and purpose, preserving them as vital parts of our cultural and historical landscape. These sites serve as tangible connections to our industrial past, helping us understand the technological advancements and societal changes that have shaped the modern world.
International and European efforts to preserve and promote our industrial heritage. The journey of preserving industrial heritage on a global scale begins with the UNESCO World Heritage Convention. This important treaty was adopted following the 1972 United Nations Conference on Human Environment held in Stockholm, Sweden. The convention brought together the conservation of cultural and natural heritage under a single legal instrument, aiming to protect properties of exceptional interest and outstanding universal value.
But how does industrial heritage fit into this? Interestingly, UNESCO does not have a specific list or program solely dedicated to industrial heritage. Instead, industrial heritage sites that make it onto the UNESCO list often fall under the umbrella of the UNESCO Modern Heritage Program. This initiative was launched in 2001 by the UNESCO World Heritage Center, ICOMOS, International Council on Monuments and Sites, and DOCOMOMO, Working Party for the Documentation and Conservation of Buildings, Sites, and Neighborhoods of the Modern Movement. The program aims to identify, document, and promote the built heritage of the 19th and 20th centuries.
The recognition of 20th century properties as heritage sites has opened up new thematic approaches. These include modes of occupation of land and space, industrial technology, urban ensembles, vernacular and reused buildings, and cultural landscapes. Through these approaches, the significance of industrial heritage within the broader context of modern heritage is acknowledged and preserved.
Two important institutions ICOMOS founded in 1965 is the head international institution responsible for caring for cultural monuments. Early on, industrial monuments were included on its lists, marking the beginning of a systematic approach to managing such sites. Meanwhile, TICCIH, the International Committee for the Conservation of the Industrial Heritage, is dedicated to the study of industrial archaeology and the protection, promotion, and interpretation of industrial heritage.
Two significant charters have emerged in recent years to guide the preservation and interpretation of industrial heritage. The Nizhny Tagil Charter for the Industrial Heritage, adopted in Moscow in 2003 by TICCI, and the Dublin Principles, introduced at the 17th ICOMOS General Assembly in 2011. These charters provide systematic definitions and modern interpretations of industrial heritage, as well as guidelines for its management. By including industrial heritage in national lists of protected cultural goods, these sites gain a new status. Buildings and items with specific functional characteristics from the industrial era are re-evaluated for their historical significance and aesthetic qualities, providing guidelines for their future conversion and use.
The European Route of Industrial Heritage. On a European level, the European Route of Industrial Heritage stands out as a major initiative. This project began in 1999 when the German Society for Industrial Culture proposed creating a virtual network to connect the main European sites of industrial archaeology. The result is a system of virtual routes consisting of anchor points, regional routes, and European thematic routes. The anchor points are particularly noteworthy. These are symbolic sites of European industrial history, with over 2,000 points distributed across 56 countries. They cover the complete range of European industrial history and offer tourists a glimpse into the local industrial past through guided tours, multimedia presentations, and special events.
Thanks for joining us on this exploration of the international and European efforts to preserve and promote industrial heritage. These initiatives ensure that the remnants of our industrial past are not only protected, but also celebrated as integral parts of our cultural heritage. In the next module, we will talk of an interesting aspect of industrial tourism. We are looking forward to meet you there.